Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 318, marking Friday the 13th of November of the year 2020. On this date in history, in 1718, John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, a British statesman who claimed to have invented the sandwich, was born in Chiswick in England. The fact that he claimed to have invented the sandwich makes him either a great innovator or a great liar. We know that history is written by the liars. And in 1940, on this day, Fantasia, an animated film by Walt Disney, was released, spawning 1,000 childhood nightmares from being shown to children by parents who thought that because it was classical music, it was okay for them to watch. Your guest today on the podcast is the buff, the bulked, the king of workouts himself, Mr. Nish Kumar. Welcome back to the show.
Great to see you, Alice. Nice to be here. I'm feeling tanked up.
You are looking eminently jacked, I must say.
I'm jacked as f***. I've been pouring protein shakes into my protein shakes. That's how jacked I am.
Just a drop of water in a bucket of powder.
Yeah, it's basically like drinking a steak. I've also been working on my my chin-ups, which aren't the thing where you lift yourself up by the chin. It's just where you give yourself a little pep talk in the morning. You just get up in the morning, you're like, chin up, little buddy, and that's your workout done for the day.
That is immensely adorable. Later today, you will be bringing us all the latest in vax/anti-vax news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, as the UK returns to lockdown and people prepare once more to engage with the gruelling task of spending time with their own families or housemates, the PICT people of Under London have launched a series of educational Zoom tutorials in the style of UK phys ed icon Joe Wicks, the non-mob assassin UK cousin of the American famous mob assassin John Wick. They don't say Wicks in America. It's like how they cut the S off maths. The PICT tutorials will deal with the psychological pressures of living a cave-locked existence hundreds of metres below the surface of the Earth. Tips include morning yoga, casting the unclean into fathomless caverns, and which recreational mosses are good for an epic trip. Have you signed up for these Zoom courses, Nish?
I refuse to engage with the work of the Wicks. He's a rival workoutman, and so I refuse to engage with him. He and I are, it's like Alien versus Predator. We're mortal enemies.
Which one are you in that scenario? Alien or Predator?
I'm both. And I'm coming for you, Joe Wicks.
Meanwhile, in Italy, the Wiggles government has taken advantage of the fact that all eyes have been on the US election in recent days to re-establish the traditional principalities of Italy, the nation-states or city-states that existed in the history of Italy. They've granted back the rights and responsibilities of governance to the historic noble families, including the Medicis, the Borghese, the Caetani, and the Grimaldi, many of whose descendants are just doing normal jobs now. So actually, they're making quite a good hash of governance because they're just normal people being thrust into power. Nish, how long do you think it'll descend into full-on family poisonings again?
Listen, I'm not a huge fan of national stereotyping, but at the end of the day, Italian's gonna Italian. And it is in their DNA to start full-on family poisoning each other. It's as much in their DNA as it is to make delicious pasta. It's in their DNA to make a delicious pasta, poison members of their family, and then sing loud, beautiful songs about it. You can't escape your national character.
Well, let's hope that under the benevolent guidance of Dorothy the dinosaur, they'll be able to keep those damaging tendencies at bay. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because without products, your endless treadmill of meaningless work would seem as empty a pursuit as it truly is. If you're a stand-up comedian doing a 7-minute set at a mainstream comedy venue for the first time in 9 months in a country you originally left in part because you hated doing that specific gig, you'll need 3 things to counteract the racing adrenaline shot that's specific to the anxiety of performing for people whose good opinion you don't objectively care about. 1. Jokes. 2. A friend texting supportively for when you encounter your nemesis backstage. And 3. Half a glass of water. Don't forget to bring your half a glass of water on stage. It's something to do when you've forgotten the next common denominator joke that these animals will enjoy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Slugs. Slugs, the hobo snail.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today. Vax/anti-vax news. Nish Kumar, you've had some injectables in your system at various points in the past. What's happening in the world of vaccines and the people who don't like them?
Well, the big question, Alice, is are Microsoft using vaccinations to install Excel in all our livers? And the answer in one word is yes. Yes, they are. Follow-up question. Does that matter? No, it does not matter. I'm here to tell you that anti-vaxxers are right that Microsoft is behind a global conspiracy to install MS Office into all of our brains via vaccinations. But I'm also here to tell you that that is no bad thing. Come on, guys. Who hasn't wanted to have MS Office installed into our own internal organs? I, for one, know that my guts would be better organised if I could whack them into a handy database. And who amongst us does not want the existential assistance of Clippy, the animated paperclip, installed in our brains, governing our consciousness? I certainly can think of periods in my life where it would have been useful if I'd had a Clippy in the corner of my brain asking me pertinent questions like, it looks like you're spiralling out of control emotionally. Maybe you want to sit down and take a breath. It looks like you're thinking about having that 7th pint. Don't you see you're crying already? It looks like you're about to do a show for a short-form content app called Quibi. I think that might be financially unwise in the long term. These are all periods in our lives that we could have used Clip-It assistance, right? I do think that the vaxxers are right and that this is part of some sort of nefarious scheme, but I say give into it. Let's upgrade our consciousness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, just it looks like you're writing a 7-paragraph email to your ex-housemate telling them everything you think that they did wrong during the period of your cohabitation. Maybe you want to delete that.
Maybe you want to delete all of that and have a glass of wine in the bath. It looks like you're thinking about physically facing up to this man who's trying to mug you on a bus in 1997. Maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe that's going to end up with you getting punched in the face on the 119. That's the origin story of me getting jacked, to be fair. I got punched on the 119. And then I was like, I must rise. I'm like Batman, but more narcissistic. that man's parents were killed and I was punched mildly. And yet it has led both of us to a life of muscle-bound crime fighting.
Yes, much like Batman, you're the inheritor of great wealth who turned it instead of towards public policy that might reduce crime rates into a one-man vigilante raid that only seems ever to increase crime.
Yep.
Batman's task is sort of Sisyphean.
Yeah. You can either pay your taxes or you can drive a tank around a city. And I know which one I'm picking.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Ms. Fraser and random co-host. First of all, my name is Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R, not with a Z. Go f*** yourself. Random co-host, that's you today, Nish.
Pleasure to be here with Alice, sister of Joe Fraser.
Boo! In my hallway, there is a light switch that appears to have no function. I flip it on and off, but nothing happens. I ask my wife what she thinks, and she sends me to take a nap. Since you are having conversations with people in other dimensions, can you please ask if they see anything happening as a result of my actions? Thank you, JP. Nish, do you have any advice for JP?
Listen, JP, if you really want to figure out what's going on with that switch, you got to get your hands dirty. Pull it out of the wall. Jam your hand into the hole where the switch used to be and just start rummaging around. That's what I would do. And yes, I am frequently electrocuted.
Last Post accepts no liability for taking Nish's advice. JP, I would say I myself would not mess with switches in the space-time continuum, given that this glitch in the space-time continuum has led to an enormous number of incredibly stupid letters coming to me from the idiot denizens of your particular dimension. So don't mess with the fabric of space-time. Leave that to the professionals. And good luck to you, JP. That's all the time we have for the show today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension, with a month and a half until the end of the year. If you have not already recommended us to your friends, that's more a reflection on your moral character than on ours. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm plugging the concept of medium vibes. Medium vibes. When good vibes are too good and bad vibes are too bad, medium vibes.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer and hench thug, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.